60 Minutes for St. George by Alexander Fullerton. The recording of this book has been made possible by Walter and Iris Hegarty from Brentwood. Wally's life has been much brightened by talking books, and we hope you enjoy this book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Author's note. 60 Minutes for St. George is a novel about the Dover Patrol in 1917-18. The story is built around fictional ships and characters, but the general background, Dover itself, the ships, commanders and operations of the patrol, and the assault on Zeebrugge, is as close a reflection of historical and technical fact as research has been able to make it. Part 1. Christmas to New Year. The Straits. Chapter 1. Out of the confusion of ice-cold wind and broken sea, Nick Everard caught the yelled report, high and weather-cutting as a seagull's shriek. "Clear anchor!" He glanced round towards the port forecorner of the bridge, where until a moment ago his commanding officer, Lieutenant Commander Wyatt, had been standing hunched, heavy-shouldered, muttering with impatience while the cable's rhythmic clanking had seemed to be going on and on with no end to it, the destroyer still tethered by her nose to the sand of Dunkirk Roads. The visual memory of an outbreak of gunfire to seaward, westward, 6 or 8 minutes ago, tugged at all of them.